Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world that often pulls us in various directions, seeking divine guidance can provide clarity, purpose, and a sense of fulfillment. Persistently seeking God's will and trusting in His purpose for your life must be your lifelong endeavor. It's a journey of faith, growth, and transformation that can lead to a deeper relationship with God and a fulfilling life aligned with His divine plan. The best and most fulfilling life is found when you live in God's plan for your life. You were created on purpose and for a purpose. So, remember, God has a plan for your life, but it's up to you to walk in His ways so you can fulfill it. In today's message titled, Follow the Path Mapped Out for You, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what the Bible says about God's plan and purpose for us, and how we can practically live out His purpose in our lives.
Listen to what the Lord told the young Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Every journey has a beginning, and our journey started in our mother's womb. The Bible tells us the backstories of some of God's servants. So, for example, Jeremiah and the Apostle Paul. Listen to God speaking to Jeremiah once again. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. My friend, you can only develop what God has started. According to Scripture, God has predetermined on the inside of us, even when we were in our mother's womb, just like what I read to you. God already predetermined what we are to become. So we must note this, that God's works are marvelous. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the Bible says. He created us in His own image. God said to Jeremiah that while he was still in his mother's womb, God sanctified him. The word sanctified means set apart, a separate individual ordained as a prophet to the nations. Notice, I formed you in the belly. I formed you, a person in the belly. I knew you, and before you were born, I sanctified you, ordained you as a prophet. So, my friend, you cannot develop what God hasn't started. You have been set apart for a particular purpose in life. Therefore, you need to follow the path mapped out for you, the path that was mapped out even before you arrived on this earth. So we can see that your agenda on this earth was set before you were born, before you were made, before you were fashioned in your mother's womb. God specially designed you for a particular purpose. God wrote headlines about you before you arrived on this earth. He formed you with intention and knows you intimately. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 16. For you formed my inward parts. This is David speaking. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Oh, it's so important that our soul should know this very well. The psalmist David knew this very well, but many Christians don't know this, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made purposely for God. Marvelous are your works, says David. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, this is the one that really kicks me. It says, and in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. What a wonderful God we serve. Before even we came, our headlines have been written that so and so would do this, this and that. That's a unique purpose for you and me. that we need to really follow the path that has been mapped out for us. You cannot just twist that. You need to follow it. And that's what it means to live a life worth living. So what the Bible says right here is that God knows you and he possesses you. He possessed you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. God created you intentionally, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. As for the psalmist, he said that his soul knows this so well. And I pray that we would know this so well, that we are uniquely made for God, for special purpose, for his agenda on this earth. So God possessed you in your mother's womb. You are not an accident, my friend. God created you intentionally. He has a great purpose for you, and he knows you intimately. Therefore, we are supposed to follow the path that has been mapped out for us. We don't have to just turn from it left to right. If you have already done so, then you can come back. And God is so merciful. That's the purpose. That's his plan for you and me. All your days were written in his book before you were born. The Bible says your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the date fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. This is marvelous. So we can conveniently and reasonably conclude that your existence is no mistake at all. You never came to this earth by accident. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't make a wrong decision to create you and me. Isn't it wonderful to know that the Almighty God, creator of the universe, knows you and formed you specially for himself? Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God created you and me. He is the only one who can tell you the good plan he had for you. Jeremiah had an identity, a purpose, a calling on his life before he came out of his mother's womb. So your agenda on this earth was set before you were born. Because he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet. The same thing he has done for each of us. Ours will be different. We may not have been created as prophet or evangelist or teacher or pastor or whoever. But yes, he actually created us uniquely for a particular purpose. So he said to Jeremiah, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. God has created us here. We are to witness for him. We are to tell his story. We are to bring people back from darkness into light. We are to reconcile people. It doesn't matter wherever you are, but we have been called to extend the kingdom of God on this earth. So you see, God, our Father and Creator of heaven and earth, decided what we are to become. But it's a matter of personal choice to become what God intended for us. Jeremiah found it very weird when he heard that he had been ordained as a prophet. He found it very strange and unusual. The day that he was told about his purpose on this earth, he thought he was a youth. But God said, I ordained you prophet when you were in your mother's womb. My friend, our journey started in our mother's womb. We need to follow the path that had been mapped out for us. Listen to Jeremiah's response when he heard that he had been ordained to prophesy to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. That's Jeremiah 1 verse 6. You see, so you are sent to your generation. It doesn't matter. Don't think that you cannot be used by God. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. So God has got our agenda already on this earth that we need to follow. But it's sad to say that the way we try to find our dreams, purposes, and goals in life compromises our ability to find God's purpose for our lives because of the methods and the strategies many employ to achieve their goals. You see, as a result, so many people's dreams are completely detached from their divine source, which means completely detached from God's plan for our lives. The source of your dreams and vision in life must be from God. You need to find out first from God. Don't just come out with any purpose, plan, or goal, or aim, and just tell God to bless it. It doesn't work like that. Your relationship with God will enable you to know why He put you on this earth, and then God will guide you. Your vision should be a byproduct of your relationship with God. God planned your life before you set a foot on this earth. You all know, say, your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. You see? So God has set your agenda. Do not just find something that you are interested in and say, God, come and bless it. It doesn't work like that. Instead, have a relationship with God, and He would tell you exactly what you have to do, and then He will continue to guide you, and then you'll be able to fulfill your dreams. And it's so straightforward if you have relationship with God. But now, all we know is that if you go to hear most people talking about how to find your purpose in life, they are going to start with vision. They will say you've got to get a vision and you've got to do this and that. I'm not saying that's not important, but your vision should be a byproduct of your relationship with God. It ought to be an outgrowth of your relationship with God. And I think many people, including Christians, have their own vision and they are trying to get God to bless it. It shouldn't be working that way. And that's the reason they are so frustrated. As the reason that things aren't working. So everything centers around your relationship with God. And God will show you, I'm telling you, my friend, you can protect your future by finding out what God planned for your life. Why God put you on this earth. You can then protect that future. You may say, oh, how can I be sure that I am walking in the plan of God? You may say, oh, I'm not sure. How can I be sure I have very clear guidance about this? How can I be sure I'm about to do the will of God? God knows that we need very clear guidance about whatever He wants us to do. So He has said in His word, in that book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29:11-13, that's the key. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is verse 11. But you see, 12 and 13 is telling you what to do in order to know the plans that God has laid out for you, the path that He has mapped out for you. Look at verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You see, so I want you to really take note of this very carefully, because this text of scripture gives us great assurances. He said, we'll pray and I will hear you. You will seek and you will find me when you do so with all your heart. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. My friend, this is the key to follow the path that had been laid out for you. Hallelujah. So if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then you cannot even follow this path that we're talking about. And so this will be the appointed time that you receive Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.